And I'm your host, Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush, along with Richard Beatty. And right now, it is our favorite time of the week. Oh my gosh, did I talk over that intro? Not a problem. Okay, the favorite time of the week is, Richard, when we talk about movie rentals. Okay, what kind of things do you actually want to rent, put on your screen? What are the topics that you actually remember? This is something people always get into. I always get lots of texts. And I wanted to talk this week about great epic scenes.
That's great. I think that's a great topic, number one. One thing you don't know about me is that in the early days of video rentals,
yes,
I actually ran screenplay video down at Third in Detroit.
Did you?
Yes, and John said that he used to go into that store, so I probably knew little John Rush. And
so did you? So you would actually take all the videos home and watch things?
Yeah,
all you wanted. So you were a movie buff?
I was, yeah, and I was early 30s at the time.
Yeah.
No, it was actually late 20s at the time. So
okay, well, yeah. Then you are a movie buff. And as you know, I managed movie theaters for 7 years. I'm big time into movies.
That's great.
Have you ever noticed, because we're talking about epic scenes, and folks, once again, these are scenes that you either must see or can't unsee.
You can't unsee
them. Because they're both. Okay, we're going to talk about both. But have you ever noticed that when you come out of that theater, you've just seen a movie, there's usually a scene that you just can't forget.
Right.
And some scenes are so incredible. They're so epic.
Yes.
That they define an entire movie on their own.
Yeah. And as we were talking, the last scene, when it's the last scene of the movie, you waited all movie for this twist. And that was the one.
Oh!
That you went home with your money's worth.
Then I have to give one away.
Okay.
The best twist ever, Sixth Sense.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
that was, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. At the end, you're just sitting there going, oh, my gosh, I totally missed all of that. That's incredible. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to go to break. When we come back, Richard is ready. We got Mike on the line. We got people lining up. But first, we have American National Insurance. Folks, with fires, blizzards, and just things going wrong, you need someone who always treats you right. Make sure you have the coverage you really need in unpredictable times by calling Paul Leuenberger at 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance offers a rebate program unlike any other. Every year that you don't file a claim, you get a certain percentage of your money back. Just one example of how Paul Leuenberger, the personal insurance agent of John Rush, keeps your rates so low. He rewards his customers for their diligence and responsibility. Paul can also help you strategize about when to file a claim and when to pay out of pocket so you save more money in the long run. You don't want to shop online for insurance because you have no idea what you're buying. You need Paul Leuenberger with American National, the no surprises insurance agent. Call 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789. And ask Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance for details about his unique rebate program for home and auto insurance. Talk to somebody with the expertise to advise you so you get the coverage you expect.
All right, affordable interest mortgage with Kurt Rogers. You know, Richard, I've said it before. I'm going to say it again. It's springtime. It's home improvement time, isn't it? Mm-hmm. This is the time you get things and you make them look better. And maybe sometimes you do big things. Well, that takes money. And with interest rates right now, that money is cheap. Call Kurt Rogers at Affordable Interest Mortgage. He'll get the cash you need to upgrade and probably lower your rates as well. Call Kurt at 720-895-0500 or go to aimortgage.net.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where our reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298-191, Equal Credit Lender.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush along with Richard Beatty. And on the line right now, we have the great Richard Rush. How are you, Richard?
Yeah, well, cell phones are terrible these days, I tell you.
Yeah, hey, Richard, can you just give us a call right back?
Yep. Just put me on hold real quick.
Okay. Charlie is putting Richard on hold.
He sounded like Johnny Mathis a little bit.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll get Richard off hold by the end of the hour, okay? Because I like to win. I like to win. I like to make sure that I have the best movies. But I'm not going to today because today Mike and Parker is joining us, and he's got some movies. Mike, I haven't heard from you in a while. How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing good. Now, I lost my job, so I've been unemployed, so I haven't been I would always listen to you on my morning drive-in and five, six, and on the way back.
Did they close down your place?
No, they didn't. They did a reshuffle. Other facilities closed down. It's a family-owned business.
That gotcha.
Family-owned businesses, you get kind of reshuffled.
I understand. Been there.
I listened, but I kind of saw an opportunity to call in today when movies that really stuck with me are epic movies. I mean, I really feel that the movie that stuck with me, and I think it was part of Trump's campaign, was Newsroom Rant. If you ever saw that.
What was that from?
That was with...
Go ahead.
Now, that was an HBO, but that was Jeff Bridges.
Oh, yes, that was great.
Walter Cronkite, and it was a college scene, and this like freshman stands up and says, "Why is America the greatest country in the world?" And he says, "It's not." You know, he goes, "We're ranked 27th in education. You know, we're 43rd in infant mortality rate. We're 10th in manufacturing." He went this whole litany of how America really is way behind the rest of the world. Because the only thing we're number one in is we have the world's largest military, 12 times bigger than the next biggest country. And we have the most people incarcerated in jail. So what makes you think we're America's the greatest country in the world? And she kind of just stood there shocked. And all these kids in colleges were videotaping this because this was a man of prestige and influence speaking truth, you know, that we're not. And I think Trump did the same thing. Is he says, we're not the greatest country, but we can be. And that's always stuck with me, like, for the past 15 years, was that movie, The Newsroom Rant.
Wasn't that a series?
Yes, it was a series. Yes, it was like a three-year series. But that was the first 5 minutes of the show.
Okay, gotcha.
When it kicked off.
Yeah.
And it grabbed me like, wow, this is a different show. It's not about entertaining you. It's not about, but it's really about speaking truth to you on maybe how we can fix America.
Yes.
Right. Because we're broken. You know, it talks about infant mortality rates, life expectancies, social mobility, medium income, and we were mid-pack, like right behind Greece and some of the stuff.
Right.
And we consider Greece to be a third world country. And yet here we are in America but that's what the show was about, was this journey. But I think Trump kind of grabbed on to that, let's make America great again, mm-hmm. And he tried. Right. We have a lot more to go forward.
Well, we had it rocking there for a while until COVID hit. I mean, we were hitting epic numbers, to use the term epic. And so, unfortunately, COVID hit, and now we got this president. Hey, Mike, do you got any other movies?
The only movies, 300 is a classic, which I think was a really game changer for the world, just the way they filmed it in that three kind of far away, close, really close. A lot of gore, not that I'm into the gore, but it was a wonderful movie, very entertaining, and even a man can make a god bleed. Enjoyed that movie.
But Mike, I got to ask you, when you look in the mirror, do you picture yourself being as ripped as all the guys in that movie?
Only when I dream late at night.
Oh, okay. I was trying to help you. You're supposed to say, yes. Yes, I do.
Hey, but I still...
It's on radio. You can say anything you want. Oh, go ahead.
you know, but I do want to hook up. Again, I'm still working on my screenplay. And so I do want to get a touch base with you sometime and bounce some things off you.
Do
and,
so.
No, let's make a movie that changes the world.
Works for me, Mike. You take care.
Sounds great.
All right. God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye. Okay, let's give Richard Rush a chance again. Richard, we're giving you another chance. Can we hear you now?
Maybe. Oh, no. Yes, I can hear you.
Yay! Houston, we have Richard. I have two Richards.
There you go.
I'm over. You know, no matter what I do today, I'm going to be outnumbered by Richards.
That's true.
Hey, John and Cheyenne, hang on for just a second. First, I want to start with a clip, a classic clip. Can we do that? Because we're talking classic scenes you either must see or can't unsee. This is from Titanic.
I can see the Statue of Liberty already. Very small, of course.
I'm the king of the world!
Okay, I'd say that's pretty classic, wouldn't you? I'm going to figure out which Richard I'm, you know, before I even call on a Richard, I just want to say that thanks to fighting global warming, Leonardo DiCaprio ensured that they would hit an iceberg.
Ah.
I mean, if I were the other guy, I would have pushed him off right there. I mean, it's the only way for safety. Richard Rush, what do you think of that one?
Yes, it well, there's a lot of iconic scenes from, you know, one of the more iconic movies, right?
Yes.
And so, yeah, I think that there's definitely some... some iconic scenes. You can do that, the door scene, you know, when the ship splits in half, all that fun stuff. But yes, that one where, you know, he's king of the world, or when, you know, My Heart Will Go On, you know, he's holding her on the front of the boat again. Same spot.
Helps her fly.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, okay. So there we go. Even though I don't really care about the movie, and I don't. I'm sorry. It's too chicky. I'm sorry, it's too chicky. But it is a classic scene, and I had to go with that. Okay. John from Cheyenne, you got a couple examples.
Hey, Andy, how are you? First of all,
doing well, sir.
I'm going to, there's two that everybody that listens to John Rush on Saturday morning should know. It's what he opens the first hour with and what he opens the second hour with. Do you know?
I don't know offhand. What are they?
Okay, the first one, and then I got two other really good ones. The first one is the scene from the Blues Brothers where he goes, it's 106 miles to Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
We have a full... Okay, and then the second hour he starts off when the prosecuting attorney, who I can't remember his name, is doing the voir dire on Marissa Tomei in My Cousin Vinny, and he challenges her car knowledge.
That is classic. By the way, that's a hilarious movie. Have you ever seen it all through?
My Cousin Vinny?
Yeah.
Oh, every time it's on, it's one of those ones that if you're flipping channels and you come to it, an hour and a half later, you're watching the end.
Mr. Joe Pesci. He was classic. Absolutely hilarious. Right. Okay, give us two of your
Here's two of my favorite scenes in movies. The first one's from Armageddon, when Billy Bob Thornton is describing how they're going to land on the asteroid, and Steve Buscemi looks and goes, oh, yeah, I saw this. This is when the coyote strapped the rocket to his back and got in a slingshot. It didn't work out well. It didn't work out well for the coyote.
That was
classic. Billy Bob looks at him with a cold, straight face, which made it the best, and says, well, we got better rockets than the coyote. That kind of made that whole scene.
That did. Excellent example.
And then the other classic scene, I'm going back, is when Jose Ferrer breaks Humphrey Bogart in the Caine Mutiny and Bogey just loses it on the stand, and it all started with the strawberry incident. That whole sequence is unforgettable. If you've seen that once, that's another movie that if you could just watch that one scene, it's worth watching.
John, I say this to my shame. I have not seen that movie. And I love Bogart.
Do you like classic movies, Andy?
I like some.
Oh
yes.
My gosh! It was on Turner Classic Movies last week. It's usually on about once every 6-8 weeks on one of the classic. But Andy, if you've got it, any streaming service, one of them should have it, and that is definitely worth a 2-hour. It's about a 2-hour movie. It's got a great cast. It's got Van Johnson, Jose Ferrer, Humphrey Bogart.
Van Johnson, really cool.
And And you know who?
Who?
And Fred McMurray.
Oh!
Fred McMurray.
Serious?
Wow.
Exactly. But he is such a seven-letter word that starts with A and ends in E.
Yeah.
In that movie.
I'm sure he is. I know, and he plays a nice guy on TV.
And he is a great villain in that movie.
Okay, so fantastic examples.
There's your recommendation if you want to watch. And I don't know, it's just I don't think they make movies like those anymore. Bogey, I believe, was either nominated or won the Academy Award for his role in that.
All right, John, before you leave, though, I have to get you graded. The teacher has to give your grade, and I'm going to put this to Richard Beatty. What do you think of those examples?
I thought A minus.
A minus.
Yeah. A minus. Because, there you go.
Yeah, I'll tell you, what part of New York are you from, John?
Brooklyn.
You're from Brooklyn. I was born in Brooklyn, too.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So it's biased. No, they were great.
What part of Brooklyn?
I was born actually in Canarsie, but my other grandparents were Caton Avenue and the Prairie Grounds.
Okay, I grew up in Bay Ridge. I was born in Bay Ridge, but I had a bunch of friends from Canarsie.
All right, cool. You know what my favorite Bogart line is, though?
Which one?
It's the scene where Lauren Bacall pulls a gun, and she drops the gun, and he says, "Get up off the floor. You look like a Pekingese."
Okay.
My favorite Bogart line.
All right, John, thank you so much.
Have a good one. Have a good weekend.
Take care, John. Have a great weekend, because you will, because you live in Cheyenne and we're stuck in Colorado, so we're jealous. Okay.
Good to see you, Brooklyn.
Richard, you are up. Richard Beatty.
Yes.
I'm going to have to say last names here. My gosh. Richard Beatty, you are up next. Give us a classic scene.
The Candidate, the very last scene where Robert Redford wins the election, and then he looks at everybody and he says, "Now what?"
That's good.
It's a perfect Democrat.
Yeah, now
Senator
what?
Win there. So now what?
I like it. I like it. Richard Rush, what do you think?
I'll be honest. I've never seen it, but yes, perfect Democrats, because they have no idea what they're doing.
Yep.
Yeah.
I agree. Richard, you're up next.
All right, so I'm going to go with one, sort of a chick flick kind of deal, but that's going to be When Harry Met Sally, the old I'll Have What She's Having.
Oh, yeah,
there you go.
That was one of mine. I almost played. Remember one time I actually got brave and I played the clip.
I'm
yes.
saying, Andy, my goodness.
Yes.
I don't know if we can do that.
No, I don't really think I should, but okay, let's play this clip. This next one, and this is a classic scene that you can't unsee, and you kind of wish you could. Ooh. It's from There's Something About Mary. Richard Rush, what do you think?
Yes, it's been a minute since I've seen that, but you are correct. I forgot about this scene, to be honest with you.
Oh, my gosh. The hair gel scene. That's what everybody would talk about when they would come out of the theater, and, disgusting, but hilarious. Okay, Richard Beatty, you're up next.
I am. For scenes that you can't get out of your mind?
Yeah.
That you wish you could?
They're either a must-see or you can't unsee.
Okay.
Here's a
must-see.
Okay.
And it's either a late 60s or early 70s film, and it's a World War II thing, and it's Tora, Tora, Tora. And
classic film.
The last line in that, I'm just into last lines. We have awakened a sleeping giant, meaning the U.S.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Now, that is a classic, and that I actually have seen. So, well done. See, you're keeping up here. You're a newbie, and you're keeping up.
I know. This is really tough, guys.
I know. The pressure's on. Yeah. Okay, Richard Rush.
Because you're pros.
Go next. What do you got?
All right. So, I'm going to go with one of my favorite movies, and that's going to be Remember the Titan. In my favorite scene, or one of the most iconic
There are
scenes
so many.
You kind of get, there was, that you get chills watching, again, several of them in the movie, but, you know, when they're at training camp at Gettysburg, it's late at night, and Julius and Gary decides that, bond, and, Julius makes the play, and then, left side, strong side, and they do that, and then everyone comes together, and, one of the most iconic scenes, in my opinion. Hmm.
I absolutely agree. Hey, I wasn't going to do this one. Can I throw out another sports one?
Sure.
When Rudy finally gets on the field in Rudy.
Oh, it was overdone, Andy. Overdone.
I know it's overdone, but still, yeah. And that's why I'll be honest. I hadn't even written it down. I wasn't going to use that, but you did a sports example, Richard. You threw it right down the middle of the plate. I got to swing away.
But you can't use Rudy where it's a fake version. Remember the Titans at least happened.
You're so harsh. Come on, Rudy.
Rudy didn't happen.
Yeah, who cares? That whole time when he's getting ready and going through everything to get on the film, and then he finally gets out on the field. Finally gets out there, Rudy, 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 and the music starts pumping in, and he gets two sacks. You don't think that's classic?
Yeah, because it didn't happen. So no. Terrible.
You're
terrible,
so critical. Man. You're so critical.
I am. I'm rough here.
You are rough. Oh my gosh. I just think it was awesome. And I love that movie. So there you go. Shall we take a break? Let's do so. Sure. Okay. Up next is Roof Max, correct? Okay. Up next is Roof Max. Folks, why does Dave Hart want you to put off roof repair? And you really can, folks. You can put it off 5, 10, 15 years. The reason is because he did roof repairs for years, and he saw how roofs could have lasted far longer at lower price with treatment, the kind of treatment he now provides. Call Dave at 303-710-6916, or you can find him at klzradio.com.
Save your roof with Roof Max. Avoid a total roof replacement with roof rejuvenation. Dave Hart with Roof Max in South Aurora will spray a revolutionary soy-based product onto your roof that rejuvenates your shingles, meaning they become less brittle and more pliable. So when a hailstorm hits, your shingles have a better chance of bending instead of cracking or denting. Think about a rubber tire versus a piece of glass. Because this unique, all-natural product only soaks into the asphalt, it won't stain your gutters, and it won't change the color of your roof. In fact, it'll brighten up the color and leave it looking like new. You'll save yourself the cost of your insurance deductible, the hassle of making an insurance claim, and avoid the risk of your premiums going up sooner. Plus, you won't have to deal with the time and mess of a total roof replacement. Roof Max in South Aurora will rejuvenate your roof in a couple of hours. Call Dave Hart now at 303-710-6916. That's 303-710-6916.
John Rush will give you the confidence to grow. Every single one of the businesses coached by John Rush made more money last year, and most of them are either moving into larger facilities or expanding to add new locations, because all of them chose to move forward aggressively rather than letting fear hold them back. John Rush will help you take the emotions out of your decisions, starting with the way you manage your employees. Send him an email now, john@rushtoreason.com.
This happens to me far more than I think it should. Hi, this is Richard Beatty, KLZ 560. I will find a word that applies and form an acrostic that becomes a teachable moment. Today's word, boys and girls, is track. Think of it. I invest in Fitbit to track my steps, calories burned, duration, and miles. I track my money and investments, and I track my projects and my progress. I track my thoughts, responsibilities, and my actions, my creative ideas, and my knowledge. T-R-A-C-K. Integrity is the connective tissue between who I am at home, through my work, and in my community. Are you tracking? Track where you go online, klzradio.com/accountable.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush, along with Richard Rush on the line. Richard Beatty has stepped out for just a few minutes, which makes it easy for me. I'm only dealing with one Richard. That actually helps. I was getting confused. Hey, Richard, we got a few texts coming in. I'm going to give each one of these. You're going to give a grade 1 to 10. All right?
Okay.
Okay, the end bar scene of Unforgiven.
6, 7.
Okay. Here's a good one. The original Planet of the Apes. Astronauts had been on this alternative Earth that they thought the entire movie was alternative until the end, where they see the Statue of Liberty buried in the sand and they realize they were on Earth.
I'll be honest. I don't think I ever saw the original Planet of the Apes, but I have seen that clip. So I'll go with it a 7 just because I'm unsure.
I got to give that a 9. I'm sorry. They blew it up. Okay.
Fair enough.
the chariot race scene from Ben-Hur.
The clip, I'll give that a 9.
That's a 9. The clip of the horse's head and the okay, here's the clip of the horse's head in the bed from The Godfather for something you can't unsee.
Well, yes, you can't unsee 10.
I agree. Okay, now for another one you can't unsee because it was just so odd, I'm going to play this from The Dark Knight, and this is the pencil trick scene.
And I thought my jokes were bad.
Give me one reason why I shouldn't have my boy here pull your head off.
How about a magic trick? I'm going to make this pencil disappear. Ta-da! It's gone.
You remember that? He stands a pencil up, pointing straight up on a table, and then pulls the guy's head down right onto it and throws the guy away.
You could argue, well, you know, Andy, it's one of the most iconic scenes because it's one of the most iconic portrayals of any character that we've ever seen. Just, you know, just sheer goodness from Heath Ledger to where every villain in a Batman movie is now compared to that performance, right?
Yes, they are, and they all fall short, by the way. I mean, don't get me wrong, there are some pretty good ones, but not like that. Not like that.
Exactly. Well, I'm with you.
Okay, Richard, you are up next.
All right, so I'm going to go with one that's, again, an iconic scene that's just kind of memorable, and that's Jaws. I think we're going to need a bigger boat.
Yes!
Because obviously, there's a pretty big fish in the water there, so I think he may have been correct.
I think we're going to need a bigger boat. That is, you know, I had totally forgotten that one. That is absolutely classic. Absolutely classic.
Yes.
Okay, I got to play this one. It's obligatory, but I got to do it. It is the deer scene. The deer wakes up from Tommy Boy. The deer's tearing up their car.
No way that just happened. My car is completely destroyed.
I swear I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, but that was awesome. But sorry about your car, man.
I thought that was classic. What'd you think, Richard?
Oh, touche. Yes, one of the better lines and better scenes and yeah, because you know, it zooms in on the eye, right? And then the eye opens up. You know, it sounds like a moose or something. I don't know.
He tears the whole thing apart. Let me ask you this. I mean, Tommy Boy is so full of classic scenes, though, classic sights and scenes. What's your favorite? Can you even narrow one down? That was the closest I could come.
I mean, the only other scene would be, you know, Richard, what's happening? You know, and he strips the jacket after he catches him in the hotel room. That would be the... maybe the only other one that I guess I could argue. There's a lot of good
ones. You've got Chris Farley in a Speedo. Okay, that's
no,
got to head the list of...
in the jacket.
Well, fat guy in a little coat.
That's right.
That was hilarious. But what about the one where Richard comes to his door to bring him good news at the hotel?
And he knocks on it. Housekeeping.
Yeah.
Very good.
And Tommy Boy opens it, and he's in a Speedo. And he's just like, yikes.
Touché.
And he says, Richard, don't run from your feelings. I'm sorry. That's got to head the list
pretty
of
funny.
Cannot unsee. Okay, Richard Rush, you are up next.
All right, so I'm going to go with one that, I don't know, maybe I think you've seen, but it's going to be from Pursuit of Happiness with Will Smith.
Okay.
And when he gets out of the interview... and he's walking down the streets of New York, and you know, he's just kind of jumping for joy, and you know, he's just worked so hard to get to where he's at. And, you know, he gets the job offer, basically, and he gets to be a full-time trader, I believe, right? And so he's, you know, basically full-time at this company, and he's jumping down the streets, and it's just kind of the culmination of his life at that point in time, right?
Agreed, because he had gone, you know, and that's a very Rudy story. Because, I mean, he's gone through everything, and then he finally hits.
But I think it can happen, Andy, instead of Rudy, where it didn't happen.
I'm going to bring Rudy in on every single one of your movies now. I just want you to know. Not just today, but every day. Okay.
Schindler's List is going to be brought up at some point in time. So.
Yes, it is. Okay. Richard Beatty, you're up next.
All right. Same movie.
Same movie. Whoa. Yeah. Nicely done.
What would you do if you had somebody come in here with no shirt and wanted and asked me for a job? And Will Smith says, well, he must have been wearing very nice pants.
That is classic. What do you think, Richard?
That movie's got a lot of good ones. One of his better performances overall. Yeah, very solid.
Okay. All right, let's go back in time here, and I'm just going to play, and this is music. I can do it while your dad's gone. And it's just an iconic scene. This is a scene that, I mean, once you've seen it, you're never going to forget it. Here we go.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love.
Okay, Richard Rush, I guarantee you've never seen that movie, correct?
No, I don't see that movie. I don't see movies like that.
And yet, I'll bet you've heard the phrase singing in the rain.
Andy, I have removed it from my memory forever.
No! That's an iconic scene. That is a scene where that is one of those. It's almost like Let It Go from Frozen, where it's a song that everybody's talking about for the next 5-10 years. And when that came out with Gene Kelly and did that scene sing, and he literally, you know, they had the water falling down on him the entire time. When he did that, that was a musical scene that was talked about literally for decades. Am I right, Richard?
Yeah, it was. And, you know, my parents actually got married around that time. I think it was 1949. And they talk about that movie, and they love musicals anyhow. They were very...
So they're just like John Rush.
Yeah, exactly. But no, but, you know, they grew up on Broadway type of things. They were New Yorkers, and so... but Singing in the Rain was, I think, one of the songs of that musical was their song.
Yes.
And so it came back in their 50th anniversary. That came back to everybody.
Well, the thing is that so many musicals, you know, they usually have Richard Rush, what, about 5-6 songs a musical? Is it usually about like that? And then you forget them?
I mean, anymore it's like 10. Yeah, anymore it's like 10, though.
That's true, especially with some of these cartoons. But you forget them. You forget a lot of them, even when there's some really good ones. But when Let It Go from Frozen came out, you never forgot it. And when this came out, you never forgot it. People were talking about it forever. So there you go. Richard Rush, you are up next.
Oh, geez. Okay. Goodness me. On that same note, actually, well, I said it back.
Same note. Same like note. That. Very
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, yeah,
same
okay.
note. I'm not going to. I'm going to go back to The Godfather, Andy. Ooh. And be, you know, give him an offer. He can't refuse.
Oh, yes.
And Don Corleone says he means business. Oh. Strictly business, right?
Oh, when he delivers that line, the way he delivers it, the power.
Nothing personal, it's business?
Yeah, exactly. There you go, Richard. Oh, my gosh, it was beautiful.
There you go.
Richard Rush, you win. That's a 10. Absolutely. On the line right now, we have a new contestant, Charlene. Charlene, do you have a movie scene that is unforgettable?
Yes, Raiders of the Lost Ark, when Indiana Jones takes the medallion and puts it into the hole in that, when he's lowered down into the hole, and then the light shines on it, and it shows exactly where the Ark of the Covenant is buried.
Oh, yes!
That's good.
Is that a good one?
Oh,
I always remember that one.
Charlene, can I throw out another classic moment from that movie, Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Oh, I bet I know which one it is, but go ahead.
Okay, take a shot. No, you go first. I want to see if you guess it. Go ahead.
What about with the guy is is coming after Indiana with that huge saber, and he pulls out the gun and shoots him.
She nails it! That's it! And by the way, as you probably have already heard, Harrison Ford had dysentery at the time.
Oh.
And right, he wasn't feeling well. That scene was actually, they actually filmed a whole scene with him fighting the guy with the sword.
Oh, wow.
But when he just, you know, in frustration, just cut the scene short and just shot the guy, it was so good.
It was so great.
They had to go to print.
Yes.
All right, Charlene, great. That's a 10 on a scale of 10. You nailed it.
Amen. Okay, thank you.
Thank Bye. You. Take care.
Now have a good weekend.
Richard, how are you gonna follow that up?
Well, I'm going to go with scenes you'd like to forget because on that note,
yeah.
How about the ABBA movie and Fernando?
The ABBA movie? I didn't see the ABBA
movie.
Yeah,
ABBA.
The movie about ABBA?
Yeah.
Charlie, did you see this? You see all those kinds of movies.
Yeah, that's right. Fernando. Yeah, and it's stuff you cannot get that song out of your head, but you wish you could. Yeah, it was all ABBA songs. That's right.
But
did I say it right? I said ABBA.
I like all the ABBA. I like ABBA songs. I mean, I don't dress like them like Richard Rush, but I mean, I actually like the songs. Richard, what do you think?
If I knew what you were talking about, I would be able to.
They did too.
States, but unfortunately, this is just out of my area of expertise.
Well, Richard, ask your ABBA.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Richard, when we come back, you're up next, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Folks, Barber's Foods, have you ever noticed how steaks taste better at fine restaurants than at home? Now, why is that? Aging and treatment. Unlike the stuff you get at the store, that restaurant's meat has been handled a lot like Barber's Foods handles theirs. But restaurants are pricier than ever. So to cut out the middleman, call or text Barbers at 303-466-7338, or you can order online at barbersfoods.com.
For those select few who still care about how the animals were raised and cared for, barbersfoods.com is perhaps the last place in Colorado you can go to buy air-chilled chicken, locally raised beef and bison, premium Duroc pork, and wild-caught salmon that are all sourced from families that they know personally. Let's face it, some things in life are gone and never likely to ever come back. Like houses in Denver that cost less than $100,000, or knowing your neighbor well enough to borrow a cup of sugar. But thanks to Barber's Foods, you can still know where your food comes from. Go to barbersfoods.com and click on April Specials at the top of the page to find ground beef and air-chilled chicken breast on sale. And for Mother's Day on May 9th, they have Mom's Favorite Beef Filet Tenderloins on sale. Some things are long gone, but you can still buy your meats from a local Colorado-owned family business. Barbersfoods.com, connecting you to your food since 1949.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Jane with Faith Church in Loveland said, "I have worked with Business Equipment Service for almost 7 years. As office manager, I will not change service providers. BES offers excellent service, and I recommend them to anyone who asks." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush. It is raining Richards in here.
It is.
With Richard Beatty and Richard Rush. Hey, Richard Rush, before you go, I'm afraid I'm going to jump in. Because I know I've played it before. It's one of my favorite scenes, the scene where Richard Rush learns that John Rush is his father.
He told me you killed him.
No, I am your father.
No. It's not true. That's impossible!
Search your feelings. You know it to be true.
No!
But you've gotten over it since then, haven't you, Richard?
You know, it's taken me a lot of years of therapy, Andy, but I'm close. I'm close.
You know, on a week that a weekend that is going to be Mother's Day, we really hit fathers pretty hard
today.
What's going on?
I don't know. Richard
Sorry,
Rush.
Mom.
Go ahead. I wanted to do moms, by the way, but we already did it last year, so I wasn't really able to do that. Go ahead, Richard.
I will say Mark Hamill in that film. I mean, I know he's kind of the cult hero, but the acting was not the greatest in that, right?
No.
I mean, he was, oh, gosh, just no good. But,
you got to admit, though, by the way, that is an epic scene, though, right? I mean, that's epic.
Oh, very much. It was on my list, absolutely. I mean, if anyone quotes Star Wars, they quote that scene, right?
Absolutely. I am your father.
Or the barroom scene.
Exactly.
That was close. Okay. Richard, you're up.
All right, so I'm going to go with one of my more favorite movies, and that's going to be Rocky, more specifically the training scene, right? Before he fights Apollo and he runs up the steps and he raises his hands, and you know how many people have done that in life in general. So one of the better scenes overall, right?
That is a 10. That's a 12. Richard, out of 10. I'm sorry, when Rocky
maybe
gets
the most iconic scene.
I know, for iconic scenes, when he is up at the top of the steps with his fists that's in right the air, I mean, they made a statue out of it.
Yes.
What a great example.
It is.
You nailed it. Okay, Richard Beatty, you're up next.
Huh,
the pressure, and you got to follow Rocky. Go ahead.
What's the Mel Gibson movie, the horror movie?
Mel Gibson horror movie?
Yeah, the one that the Indian director. What is that?
Oh, Signs.
Signs. Yes, thank you.
I nailed it. Signs.
Cigarettes.
Yes.
Yes. When he the swing away, the swing away.
Yeah, yeah. That is classic.
Which actually, the irony of it was that this guy choked during a big league baseball or a big the state championship, right? Isn't it? Didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
The brother.
Okay. That is classic. That is very memorable. Richard Rush, did you see that movie? Did you see Signs?
I did. I was scared to death and, you know, couldn't shower for, you know, forever and, you know, couldn't go in my room by myself because those little creepy little hands are going to come underneath the door. So,
but did they?
Yes, Andy scarred me for life.
But when the aliens, I mean, didn't they just look like people in pajamas?
Yeah.
I mean, after you see it multiple times, yes.
Yeah,
but I believe that aliens really do look like people in pajamas.
Yes.
Okay, so for me, that was very realistic. Okay, never mind. Okay, here's a scene, guys, that I'll bet you, neither of you has even seen this movie, but it is classic. Who is one of the greatest speech makers in movie history? Every time he makes a speech, it is phenomenal. That is Samuel Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Would you agree, Richard?
Absolutely. Are you going to go Pulp Fiction here?
I'm not. That was too easy. And by the way, it's kind of, okay. Where do you find the clean part? Right? But
right.
No,
there is no clean Pulp Fiction, Andy.
No, but this is a, no, there is not. But this is a scene that you cannot unsee. It's from a shark movie called Deep Blue Sea.
Huh.
And right there, he is making a speech a little too close to the water.
I've seen how bad things can get. And how quick they can get that way. Well, they can get a whole lot worse. So we're not going to fight anymore. We're going to pull together and we're going to find a way to get out of here. First, we're going to seal off this.
A shark comes out of the water, grabs him and takes him away. And eats him whole.
Wow.
Right in the middle of a class. And the thing is, it's right in the middle of a classic Samuel Jackson speech. Did neither of you see this?
Am I
the
only one?
It's a sin, Andy. Andy, it's a sin that they ruined the Samuel speech like that.
I know! The guy is so incredible. This guy could read, he's another one of those guys who could read a phone book on a stage and you'd actually want to see
it. James Earl Jones thing, yes.
Am I the only one? Charlie, yeah. Did you see that movie? Nobody has seen Deep Blue Sea. Okay, I'm going to tell you this really quick here, guys. You know, some shark movies are just so corny, you just can't get into them. Deep Blue Sea was scary, and it was actually quite well done. And here's the key. Has a good pace.
Hmm.
Deep Blue Sea, I give at least 3.5 stars.
And Samuel L. gets eaten at the end, huh?
Well, it's not the end.
Oh, it's not the end.
So. Yes, and that's all I'll tell you.
You know, you think about it. What great last words.
We're going to seal this hatch, and away he goes. Yeah, you should have sealed it beforehand there, big fella.
Yeah.
You're standing right next to it. Okay, Richard Rush, you are up next.
All righty. So I'm going to go to, in honor of my dad, not quite in super honor, you know, and going the scene of you know, Sound of Music or some craziness like that. But I'm going to go animated, and that's going to be an older animated film, Andy, and that's going to be Lady and the Tramp and the Spaghetti Scene.
Ooh.
Oh, yes.
That is good. Yeah.
When they're sitting there and they're eating, the dogs are eating the spaghetti, and they come together and kiss, and then all forever, you know, all girls want to do that with their dates or disheveled messes or whatever you want to call it.
And none of us agree to do it.
Of course.
Yes.
Why wouldn't we, Andy? It's silly.
We're men. We're guys. We're not going to do that.
And we're very neat.
Hey, by the way, I just got one in from the text line. Excellent example there, Richard. The Usual Suspects, when Kevin Spacey walks out of the police station. Absolutely. That's classic. Thank you, Texter. Okay, we're going to go rapid fire. You guys ready? So we're going to just go boom, 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 boom. Richard, you're up next. Go ahead.
Miracle on 34th Street, when William Frawley tells the judge that he's not going to get reelected if he puts Santa Claus in jail. And then he says, you'll only get the district attorney's vote. And he says, oh, the district attorney is a Democrat.
Yeah, okay, that's classic. That's classic. Okay, here we go.
It's kind of obscure, but.
Independence Day, exploding the White House. I'm going to leave it right there. Richard Rush,
you
were up next.
I'm going to go Miracle on Ice, when they bring in Al Michaels' voice at the end and they say, do you believe, and it's the actual footage, do you believe in miracles? Yes.
Oh, yes.
You hit it out of the park on that. That's one of my favorite movies.
You're next.
Oh, boy.
I can give a few that have been texted in really quick here.
How about you go?
Okay, you can't understand. Scenes, I can't even say these. Scenes from Kingpin. For example, Woody Harrelson milking the bull. Yeah, that was just wrong. That was hilarious. And this one comes in from Dan Muir. Now, this one is for Dan. Oh, no, it's for Dan Muir. The last scene of Mamma Mia. The dance scene and song. If you didn't tear up, you don't have a soul. That one came in for Dan Muir.
All right, I just thought of one.
Go ahead.
Same thing. This is the cow one again, where City Slickers. Where John Lovitz says, something's wrong with your cow. It doesn't give any milk. And so Billy Crystal says, the cow's a male.
Yeah.
So he goes, and then Lovitz says, I think I'll go wash up.
Jeez. That is terrible. That is absolutely terrible. Okay, here we go. Con Air, the flying car. Remember that one? Mm. Where Nicolas Cage says, on any other day, that would seem strange, with a car that's flying out in back of them, in back of the plane that's being hauled by a rope. All right, you're up, Richard.
Avengers Endgame, the scene where, Sam Wilson, the Winter, or the Falcon says, on your left, Cap, right? And then everyone comes out, and then he says, Avengers, assemble. So, very good, kind of. The chills scene, Andy.
Totally classic. Mm. Totally classic. Okay, Richard, you got another one?
I don't.
That's okay. We're just going to keep going. I got plenty. Schindler's List, all of it. Mm. that was given to me. How about this one? Richard Rush, did you see Inglourious Basterds?
Yes, I did.
The opening interrogation scene where he breaks down those people to where they've got to admit that they have people in their basement. That you can't unsee. That was haunting. Go ahead, Richard.
On that same note, I'm going to go with Full Metal Jacket and opening scene with Arlie Emery, overall, where he's just, he's walking up and down the barracks. And oh, so good.
Okay. That's fantastic. What a scene. Only got a minute left. Let's get fast here. Cliffhanger, when the girl falls. You can't unsee that.
Oh, yes. I actually saw that the other day, Andy. The clip, I should say.
Oh, when he has to let go. Okay, you're up, Richard.
I'm going to go Shawshank Redemption, when Andy Dufresne finally escapes and he stands in the rain and kind of sticks his arms up and he's free.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. Okay, here we go. Wizard of Oz, I can only do this because your dad isn't here. When they go from black and white to Technicolor. That was shocking at the time. Absolutely memorable. Go ahead.
Oh my gosh, you're gonna have to remember the movie. No, it's Sin City with not Sin City. Well, I guess I am gonna go Sin City, and I can't think of the one of the jail scene, Andy. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. I do, but I can't really describe it.
I should say, but I can't. I know we can't describe it. But yes, one of the most memorable for a variety of reasons.
Okay, there you go. And I got to let you go, Richard. And that is it, folks, for hour number two. That was fun, wasn't it?
It was very fun.
I know. Okay, and I have several more. In the next hour, South Dakota continues to be a vacation hotspot for everyone wanting freedom in this part of America. So we are joined by Michelle Thompson, president of the Black Hills and Badlands Tourism Association. Until then, keep it right here on Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.